The title, The Empty Room, appears in thin, pale gray letters over black. In a dark room, a woman with dark hair sits at a desk, her expression tense. She looks around, the side of her face illuminated by the warm glow of a small desk lamp. A tablet sits propped up on the desk beside a potted plant. She faces forward. On the tablet's screen, a message appears. You're not alone in this room. Below it, an arrow points to the right. She swipes right. More messages appear. You can't see it, but it will kill you. Brow furrowed, she stares at the window. She gulps and faces forward. More messages appear. Follow all instructions. Don't make a sound. With parted lips, she lifts the computer mouse, then glances at the window. Wearing a white long-sleeve shirt, she shifts her gaze between the window and the desk. She swipes through more messages, white text on a black background. Close the window. Approach the chair. Don't stare at it. Don't leave the room. Her eyes flick to the window, then she shuts it. Her long dark hair spills down the back of her shirt. She turns slowly, then snaps her gaze to a chair near another desk, its plastic seat and perforated back catching the lamp's dim glow. Now standing, she stares toward the chair, then shifts her gaze to the closed door in the dark corner on the other side of the room. She looks back at the chair and slowly approaches. Small hoop earrings line her earlobe, with another piece of jewelry on the upper part of her ear. She pauses, glancing toward the door before shifting her gaze back to the chair. She moves cautiously toward the chair. On the wooden desk beside it, an identical tablet sits propped up. She slowly reaches for the tablet and swipes through the messages. There's a knife in the desk. Open the right drawer. Carve out your right eye. Her eyes widen, lips parted in shock. Her gaze shifts, revealing a figure in black, facing away. She stumbles back, and it vanishes. She eyes the open closet, then bolts to the dark corner and yanks on the door handle. She leans against the door, her head and elbows pressed to the wood, sobbing. At the desk, the tablet reads, "You're not alone in this room." She returns to the first desk and picks up the mouse. Her gaze shifts to the tablet. She lifts it, holding it in her hands, then glances uneasily toward the window. Her wide eyes drop to the tablet. A message appears. You made a sound. Brow furrowed, she swipes to the next one. Look behind you. She slowly swivels her chair. As she turns, she looks down at the message on the screen. She swipes it away and the screen goes blank. She looks up and turns to her right. A figure grins from the darkness, one eye missing, the other gleaming. The screen goes black. Text appears. Candidate 181 failed. Instructions not followed. Candidate 182, ready. A dark-haired teen sits frozen in the room. On the tablet, a message reads, "Loading simulation." He stares horrified as the screen changes. You're not alone in this room. His hands jerk back, and he glances toward the window. Cut to black. Audio description by Kyle Warwick Matthew. A film by Ethan Hunt. Candidate 181, Maya Morales. The Thing in the Room, Jordan Geiger. Candidate 182, Ethan Hunt. Title, The Empty Room.